friends, welcome or welcome back to the Swoon Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Naz, and today I will be reviewing Welcome to Sundalry with my friends, Ori and Hill. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
How are y'all doing today?
Ready to talk about Songdo and Young Pill's pants.
Yes. So ready. So ready.
Thank you guys so much for joining me for this review. It's going to be really, really fun. So I'm super excited to do a deep dive on Sundalry with y'all. So as usual, let's start off with a K catch-up. So ladies, what are y'all watching, listening to? What's going on?
Yeah, mine's is pretty short. I'm behind.com, you know, behind on Dr. Slump, even though I kind of was spoiled by Netflix Philippines on YouTube of a scene happened. But that's okay. I'm behind on Dr. Slump. I haven't really decided if I'm going to go back to it or if I'm just going to binge it eventually. And I explained to the ladies that I am, quote unquote, watching Captivating the King. And what I mean by the quotes is I'm not watching the, well, I am kind of. So that I understand the story, but for the most part, the political scenes, I am skipping by them, but I'm actually kind of watching them the same. I'm just not watching the episodes in full. It just it don't make sense to nobody else, but it makes sense to me when I'm watching. But I know what's going on, but I'm just like, I'm not watching all of these political scenes right now. But the romance is really good, even though I know a lot of people have dropped it because of some character development issues. Yeah, I every time I go on Reddit, I'm like, dang, y'all right, but I'm still watching. I'm still watching. It is sad, but I think the actors are doing the best with what they got. Sorry, is this like spoiling it for y'all?
No, because, you know, you're not like giving specifics, but it kind of like what you're saying makes sense based on like what I've heard from some people that have messaged me about it. Like, what the heck is going on with this character? And I'm like, okay, so that's so that definitely sounds like there's something happening with character development / writing. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is very sad. But on a positive note, I, like I was saying during our Death's Game review, I'm watching Kingdom. I'm on episode 6. I'm loving it. Like, I'm falling in love with the boys. I'm falling in love with Icon. I always kind of had a feeling that I liked B2B, but they just blow my mind, and they specifically have blown my mind in a different way that I never even thought possible with episode 5. If y'all know, y'all know. I had a whole moment. I was like, I thought BTB was one way, but then I saw that and I was like, oh wow, okay.
Okay.
And then I heard when they left Cube that they have really come into their own. And I was like, good for y'all. But yeah, finishing up Kingdom. I hope to finish that up this week. But shout out again to Ellen Maddie because I've enjoyed the journey. So that's it for me.
Awesome. Hill, what about you?
So I have done a deep, deep dive into Captivating the King. I started it, what's today, Monday? I started it Saturday, and I'm on episode 11. Like, I have, I am thriving with Captivating the King. Like, I literally just finished watching this and dropping on. Yeah.
I thought you said you were on episode 4.
I was when I texted that was like y'all last. That was, yeah, that must have been.
Right. Yeah, that was wow, that was when
stuff happened in episode 4, and I was like, this is crazy. I will say I do understand. I have questions about the character, the main girl. I have questions, but I also have hope. So we'll see. But I'm thriving. I'm just like, what is going to happen? Because I was with you where I was like, maybe I do want to fast forward the political scenes. And then I was like, well, the political scenes are kind of important. And the king is a really good actor. Like, his voice is terrifying. Yes. Like, he is terrifying. And I guess if I'm thinking about character development, there was some stuff that, episode 4, stuff happened. So who knows? I don't know what's going to happen in this show. I don't know, but I'm here for it. So, So that's what I'm watching. Patron was go. Dr. Slump got left in the dust once I got to episode 4.
Yeah.
Of Captivating the King. So sorry, whatever his name is, he's cute, but
just whatever his name is.
I can't remember his name.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can we let's take a trip back. So Oriel Hill and I have a group chat, and Oriel sends a picture of Park Hyung-sik to our chat, and Hill's like, "Do we know this person?" Oh, yeah. And Lyle's like,
"What? Are you? Like, do we know him? Who is he?" I had seen him in Our Blooming Youth. Is that what I had seen him in?
Yes.
Okay, I just had forgotten that I had seen him in that. So, sorry.
Do we know this person?
Do we know him? Is he important? Yeah. So, same thing. We'll get to Yongpil in a second. Same thing happened with me and Empress Ki and Yongpil. I was like, do I know him? I know him, but it's really a different show. So, yeah. But I want to go back to Dr. Slump. I think I finished episode 2. I think I finished episode 2. Okay. But Captivating the King, it's just different. Like, the plot is similar to all historical K-dramas, but also different on some things. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really curious what they're going to do in the end, in the next couple of weeks, because we've taken some turns. And then I am update. So I'm watching the C-drama, Mr. and Mrs. Chen. It's like the Chinese version of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Status update. The last two episodes are on YouTube. So now I actually get to finish it. Because there was a time when they weren't there. And I was like, well, we can't finish it. So I'm going to finish that. And then, Oriel, do we want to talk about how we watched A Journey to Love? It's been a minute.
Oh, my God.
Another C-drama that about killed me and Oriel.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I healed. And now it seemed like we watched it forever ago. But it literally was last month.
It was.
Like, literally.
Yeah. And that one was also wild. So that's what I've been watching.
Yeah.
The wild historicals.
A little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. Oh, man. For me, I'm behind on everything I'm watching. I don't know. Like, life has been very busy. And then when I get home from work, I'm done with work. Even when I'm working from home, I'm just, like, too tired to watch anything. And I just, like, sit. Like, I don't even want to watch anything. Like, that's how tired I am.
That's so sad.
Or I'd, like, rather read. I know. Or I'd, like, rather read than, like, watch something. Because for some reason, like, I can't stay awake for longer than, like, I've told you guys this. If I'm sitting in a spot, like, and if I'm, like, tired, like, I can't, like, stay up past, like, 30 minutes. So it's been hard to finish episodes. But I'm going to catch up. I have a game plan for the week. So it's going to happen. But I am still watching Marry My Husband, which at the time we're recording this is ending tomorrow. So I'm on episode 13. So my goal for tonight is to finish 13 and 14, maybe 15 if I'm feeling a little energetic. Maybe I can finish all of them because I have like, I think like 10 minutes left. No, actually, did I finish 13? I don't know. Because I felt I like had to rewind so much. Like, I don't remember if I actually finished it or not. But yeah, Marry My Husband, you know, 11 and 12 was kind of rough. 13 was a lot better. It's still definitely going into the Mokjong territory more, but we'll see how 14 is. Dr. Slump, again, love it. I really, really love it, but I'm still on episode 3. So I'm going to catch up. And then
that makes me feel better.
And then, yes, I'm just like, and like once it gets to like when like the week of like episode 7 and 8, that's when I start to feel like, should I even bother anymore? Should I just like wait until it's done? Because I'm like, I'm so far behind. But I'm like, I gotta keep going. But yeah. And then Captivating the King. I'm technically watching that. I'm only on episode 2, but I'm gonna catch up. So
wait till episode 4, man. Just wait till episode 4. That's when I got hooked on it. Before I was like, okay, this is okay. And then I was like, oh my gosh. So good.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait. So I'm looking forward to catching up on all my shows. That'll definitely keep me busy for the next like 2 weeks at least, because I'm just so behind on everything. So yeah, that's my update, non-update. Because I have made no progress since last time. Oh my goodness. But yeah, let's get into Welcome to Samdalri. And this is the rundown. After losing his mother at a young age due to a mistaken weather report, Yongpil makes up his mind to become a weather forecaster and protect the elders of his hometown. However, his passion and refusal to let misinformation slide earns him a reputation at work as a stubborn troublemaker who isn't afraid to argue with his boss. Samdal grew up with Yongpil. Unlike Yongpil, content to remain in his small town of Samdal-ri, Samdal makes it her mission to get out of their small town and move to Seoul. After years of toiling away as an assistant in the fashion photography industry, Samdal, who changes her name to Eunhye in Seoul, finally succeeds and makes it to the top. However, when everything she's worked so hard to build comes crashing down at the blink of an eye, she returns to Samdal-ri, where people still know her as Samdal and not Eunhye. Although Yongpil and Samdal used to be joined at the hip when they were younger, the once inseparable friends are no longer in contact with one another due to an incident that drove them apart. When Samdal returns to Samdal-ri, however, they find that their longtime affection they once had for one another comes rushing back. So, Yongpil is played by Ji Chang-wook. He may have seen in The Worst of Evil, Healer, Suspicious Partner, Empress Ki, as well as many others. And Samdal is played by Shin Hye-sun. We may have seen in the 2023 drama See in My 19th Life, as well as Angel's Last Mission and Mr. Queen. So, ladies, what were your first impressions of Welcome to Samdal-ri?
Yeah, I guess for me, I was like, oh, the posters and stuff is in the trailer is giving cha-cha-cha vibes. So I was like, ooh, even though I felt like it coming out in December was a little odd. But anyway, I was just super excited to watch Shin Hye-sun because I just love her so much. And then I haven't really had a drama where I like Ji Chang-wook in. Not nothing against him, but the drama itself that he's been in, I haven't really gotten attached to anything yet. So I was looking forward to watching this to, you know, actually like a drama that he's in. I'm trying to root for him, okay? But anyway, yeah, I loved it. I loved the beachside vibes, you know. I still wish this could have came out in August, you know, but that's okay. but yeah, cha-cha-cha. Also, I love the OST. The OST was good as well.
Yeah.
Remind me of Our Beloved Summer OST. Mm. A little bit. Anyway. But yes.
Yeah, for me, I had the same thought. I was expecting hometown cha-cha-cha vibes. And I really like that main actress. I cannot ever say her name, but I will watch anything that she's in because I just really enjoy her. And then, like I already said, I had seen him in Empress Ki, which is a completely different, just crazy show. And so I was like excited to watch him in a modern drama. But I really loved the villagers in Samdal-ri. Like the supporting cast, I feel like really made this show. Like they were just adorable and just, yeah, it was a really, yeah. My first impressions were like, this is going to be fun and just like lighthearted, which we all needed, I think, after My Dearest. So it was kind of like felt kind of weird to go right from My Dearest to this show. Or I was like, what? I don't have any feelings after this. This is kind of weird, but yeah, it was good. So my first impressions were like you said, Oriel, like light beach, just like happy show.
Yeah.
I don't have any feelings.
I wasn't like emotionally drained or stressed or anything, you know, it's just like, right. Okay, they're going to all live. Like we know they're all going to live. We think, you know, I'm not worried about someone dying. So it was a nice break, especially after Journey to Love. Stress-free. Like, all of the things that we were watching, it was like so stressed. And all these other shows. Ooh, but this one, I was like, I can be confident that they will all live at the end of the episode. Yeah. Which is nice.
Maybe that's why we felt like we could watch A Journey to Love, because we were watching this show and we felt like we had room for happiness. I don't know.
And it was just happy.
Yeah.
For the most part. There was some unhappiness, but overall, happy show.
Yeah, for sure. I totally agree. Yeah, much like y'all, I really enjoyed the first two episodes. I honestly was like really excited. I was looking back at my notes when I did the lover list and I was like had all these exclamation points. I was so excited about the show. I think the intro was adorable. They had like the little like miniature like little clay, it looked like stop motion things, like, you know, in the town and like Sangdo's car. It was just like really cute. And I remember this was like one of my most anticipated dramas of the year, because, you know, I love Ji Chang-wook. I think he's amazing. Shin Hye-sun is an amazing actress. I was like, them together, like, oh my gosh, like, this is amazing. And, you know, the you know, location of the, you know, it being in some, you know, well, Samdal-ri, kind of like beachside town, which is really nice, and just like the townspeople and everything. I really enjoy that we get to see like her and her sisters and like their cute little niece, and it just gave me like really warm, like fluffy feelings. I was like, oh, this is gonna be like a really sweet show. And there was this like 90 sequence that they did, I think, in like episode one, that I really loved. Like, I felt like it literally looked like it was the 90s. And this mm-hmm. we see like Yongpil and Samdao's like first meeting when they were kids. And it was just so adorable. And I was like, oh, this show's going to be so cute. I can't wait to see like how things, you know, evolve. But yeah, I really enjoyed the first two episodes. I was like, this is kind of like Our Beloved Summer meets like Hometown Cha Cha Cha, which ended up not really being the case. But like, you know, at the beginning, that's what it felt like. So yeah, but I just thought it was really, really cute. So yeah. All right, so let's move into our characters. So let's talk about Samdao first. So like, what did y'all think about her?
Yeah, Samdao, I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, oh, let me not lie. I did have some problems with her in the beginning because I felt like the show was revolved around her in a sense. Like, everybody loved her. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to be around her. All the crew, the Power Rangers, loved her. And I was like, why do y'all love her? What is she giving? It's not nothing wrong with her, but I was just like, what is it about her? I'm not really seeing it. But I do feel like over the course of the show, she did, you know, grow up or grow into learning who Samdao is. And that mm-hmm. kind of, like, had me more appreciative of her. But in the beginning, I was just like, I don't really get it. Yeah, I didn't really get it. But anyway, yes, she had a substantial character arc for me.
Yeah, for me, it was kind of the same. Like, I liked her the whole time, I think. It wasn't until y'all pointed out that I was like, oh yeah, you know, maybe I don't understand why everyone's like following her around all the time. But yeah, I just really like that actress, and so I think that was part of my like willing to like put up with like the writing around her, just cause, like, I just like this actress. And so like, I think she's really funny and does like the physical like humor really well. And yeah, but I did also like her character arc. Like, once I started peeling back some of the layers to the backstory, it helped, like, I think it helped everyone kind of understand, you know, this is why she's the way that she is, and this is why she made decisions that she made. Mm-hmm. That I really liked her character. So
yeah
Samdao was really interesting. In the beginning of the show, I thought she was really cool, like, you know, because when we meet her first, she's confronting her boyfriend for cheating on her, and she like throws kimchi on him, and like it's this whole thing, and she just comes off as like a boss babe, like, from the beginning. And I'm like, oh, yeah. She's like so cool. She's like this, you know, hotshot photographer, and she's not necessarily like mean, but she's very firm, and she's very clear about like her expectations, like from her staff and everything. Like, she doesn't play around, and I just thought she was like really, really cool. But then you find out that it's kind of more of like a front, because like, she seems like she's like super cool and confident when it comes to her boyfriend cheating on her, but she ends up breaking down later. So you see like the humanity in her. So I'm like, okay, like, she's not like, you know, just like all stone or whatever. Like, she has feelings. But I think I don't want to go too deep into it, because I'll talk about it later. But I don't know. I think once she gets to Samdao Ri, I struggle to really connect with her. I guess that's really all I can say at this point. Like, and like, kind of like what Oriel is saying, I just couldn't understand like why everyone is just so obsessed with her, why everyone is in love with her. Like, I just didn't get it, because I just didn't see the appeal, because I didn't see what, I don't know. I don't really know. I struggled with her, I'm not gonna lie. I struggled. So yeah, that's all. Yeah. I that's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Yongpil.
Yongpil. I'm sure we'll have a whole discussion on his attire at a later date, at a later time during this recording. But I loved him. He was just so adorable at all times, so caring for everybody, literally. But yeah, he was just such a likable character. Now that I'm thinking about it, did he have a lot of character growth? I feel like he was consistent in a sense.
Yeah.
I don't really know if he had a complete change. I don't know. I mean, this isn't a bad thing, but yeah. He was just consistently caring and good. And I was just like, if there's anybody I can depend on in the show, it's Yongpil. So right. Loved him.
Yeah, I agree. He was the greenest green flag and like I've ever seen, I think, in a K-drama. Just like, never did anything wrong, just was always so sweet, considerate, just adorable, and, you know, just a great, great character. But yeah, not a lot of change. He just kind of was just the way that he was the whole time.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel like he also, like, didn't necessarily need a character arc because he was literally, like, he starts off as perfect. So you're like, there's really nothing really that he has to do, which, you know, from a writing standpoint, is that, like, a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. But I absolutely loved him. He was, like, he was literally perfect. He was a perfect friend. He's a perfect boyfriend. I loved how passionate he was about his work. I also really loved how much he loved Samdal's mom and, like, how he was basically taking care of her while she was in Seoul. I loved how just he was willing to do anything for Samdal, and he just believed in her so much and in her abilities, and he was always cheering her on, and he was always so patient with her and just, like, so kind. And he's really, you know, it made sense why he was, like, one of the favorite, you know, guys in the town, because he was just so reliable and just so kind and willing to help anybody. And I really, really liked his character a lot. He was a really, really good guy, like, really, really, really good guy. Definitely one of the sweetest I feel like I've seen, like, in any show. He was just, like, the sweetest thing. So I really loved him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about, I actually wanted to talk about Samdal's mom, because I feel like her character was, like, so central, like, to the plot. So, like, what do you guys think about her character?
Yeah, first of all, I've just felt like, this is not negative, but I felt overstimulated by the actress at this time, because we were watching her in Death's Game, and we was watching her in this, and I was like, she's having her time. I even told Naz, I was like, is she the Gamri of this time? And Naz was like, girl, she is not that old. No disrespect to Kim Young-ok, but she was like, she's not that old, chill out. But yeah, I was nervous watching the show, like, pretty much as soon as they revealed the parents, I was like, is somebody gonna die? Because y'all know how they do the older characters in shows. So I was trying not to get too attached to her. But over time, like, I did fall in love with her character, Samdal's mom. She was kind of the matriarch, not only of her family, but of the town. Like, the Hanyos looked to her for, like, leading. And even Yongpil, like, that was his mother. Even though his mom died, like, Samdal's mom was his mom, too. So it's just, like, she was kind of, no offense to some, though, I guess the mom was kind of, like, the heart of the show at the end of the day. But yeah, that's how I felt about her.
Yeah, I feel like this actress is the best K-drama mom ever. Like, I think I've seen her in one. No, actually, I don't think that's true. I'm sure she's in one where she's, like, not a good character, but I've only ever seen her as a good K-drama mom. Like, I just think she was in Crash Course and Romance and just, like, just the best mom. And I really loved her character. Like, I agree with everything you said, Oriel. I thought she was just so funny, just in her responses to things. But then also just, like, but you knew that she really loved her kids and really loved her town. And she was so, like, tiny, but so just, like, fierce and just, like, crazy. So it was just really fun, I think, to see her, and then to see how her, like, relationships with her daughter, her daughters, and then, like, the neighbor and all the different things, like, changed in the course of the show. And so, yeah, I just really like this character. She was great.
Yeah.
Yes, totally agree. And I also feel like she's, like, the heart of the show as well. honestly, like, she was one of the reasons why I was, like, sticking around for the show, because her acting performance was just amazing. And, like, when I think about the highlights of this show, it's her performance, because there were some scenes with her that, like, really blew me away and, like, you know, made me cry and all the things because, like, just, I don't know. Like, she was just, Kim Min Kyung, she was so good in this show. I loved how fiercely she loved her children. And, like, I think, like, in the beginning, you know, I was kind of unsure about, like, okay, like, what is her relationship with her daughters? Because she, you know, the dad was kind of like, you know, bumbling, and he was, like, really, like, sweet and stuff, but she kind of seemed like she was a little bit more stern and a little bit more, like, closed off. But then, like, as the show goes on, you see, like, how fierce her love is for her girls. And it's just really beautiful to see. And yeah, I think like some of the scenes, like any scene with the mom just like touched my heart. And I loved her relationship with Youngpil. Like she literally treated him like a son and it was just the sweetest thing. And I loved how she loved people even though they didn't like love her. Like, for example, like the way she treated Youngpil's dad, like over the years with just so much love and so much compassion, even though he like rejected her every time, I thought was a true testament to her character. So I really respected her and I liked her a lot. And she was just a small, like feisty lady. But like Oriel said, like she was like literally like the matriarch of the town and everyone looked to her for leadership, which I think is also a testament to her character as well. So loved her.
So true.
Yes. All right. So let's get into notable scenes. Okay. So what do y'all have? Oriel, you can go first.
I do want to say it's kudos to you, Ness, for not having a dissertation for Songdo, but I guess we'll talk about him later because I was ready to hear. I was ready to hear what she was going to say. Ness kind of mentioned this a little bit, but I love like the opening variety show scene. I thought that was so cool. I'm like, what is this? This is such a cool scene. Like, oh my gosh. And I love the introduction of Samdol and Youngpil, even at a young age, like he was ready to do anything for that girl. Yes. But yeah, I love that scene so much. But yeah, I think episode one, for the most part for me, a lot of the scenes I had were just like an introduction to everybody and where they were. Like you were saying, like we saw Samdol in her element and throwing kimchi on people, and then we saw Youngpil going crazy at the weather place and being real passionate about the weather. So I was just like, okay, these are our cast of characters.
Yes. So. I love that. Yeah. That like opening sequence with like the 90s, like that was really, really good. Like I loved that scene.
Yeah.
It's good. I think for me, I had the breakup, obviously, when she dumps the whole thing. I didn't know water kimchi was a thing until this show, which is dumps the whole thing on his head. And so I had that. And then, I just really liked, like, they just set up, I feel like they set up the story really well and just loved the villagers and the different, like, characters because they were all just, like, so fun to watch. The other notable scene I had didn't really circle, it circled back later on in the show, but the deal with the scarf and the assistant. And, like, I was like, why are they making such a big deal out of the scarf? That does, like, come back way later. And then I think the last scene of just like them all showing up at their parents' house, like in a line with all their suitcases and all of that. So it was just a fun episode, I think.
Yes. Yeah. I totally agree. That was like a great way to introduce us to everybody and the situation and then like kind of like making it come full circle and then all the girls like coming back home. So yeah, it was really, really good. Something else that was notable that stuck out to me in like those opening episodes was like when the whole friend group, like when they went to Seoul, because they were all like, we're going to go, we're going to like achieve our dreams and it's going to be great. But then like it kind of shows you like over the course of like maybe like a year or two, like all the friends except for Samdal, like having to leave Seoul and go back to Samdal-ri. And how it was just like one by one, like they had to leave. And it was like so, so sad because like, oh my gosh, because I didn't realize that like all of them had been there at one point. So yeah, I thought that was like really, really interesting. And she was kind of like the only one that quote unquote like made it. But yeah, I thought that was really interesting. It was a really good scene. What else you guys have?
I want Hill to talk more about this because I think her and her mother had like the most visceral reactions to like the pants getting stuck in the door for Samdol and Youngpil. Do you remember that, Hill?
I have it written down. Yeah, whenever they, because I think the part, yes, because she's gone back and she's this was the part that also blew my mind, kind of what you were just talking about, Naz, like the way they showed the time breakdown. Yeah. Whereas like you see them all leaving Seoul and going back to Samdol, and then you're trying to figure out, how many years have passed since this, like, since they stopped dating. And it's been like eight years. And I'm just like, how are we still, none of us have moved on in 8 years. Like, that does not seem realistic to me. Maybe that's my hot take, but they haven't seen each other. They haven't even laid eyes on each other or spoken to each other in 8 years. And then so she's, I'm sure hungover at this scene and is just like trying to hide. And Yongpil just walks in the parents' house because that's who he is, and he's trying to tell the mom something. And for some reason, he thinks that she's, like, in this bedroom. I'm like, why are you just, like, knocking down her door? Like, if she's in there, if the door closed, leave her alone. And he's like, I'm coming in. And so she tries to hide from him because she's a hot mess, like, with her clothes all stained and her, like, her hangover and her sweats. And then and so then she's trying to, like, keep the door closed. And somehow her drawstring of her sweatpants gets stuck in the door. And he's, like, pulling on it and pulling on her, like, right up next to the door. And I was just, like, for some reason, I just felt like that was so relatable. I was, like, this would happen to me. Like, I'm trying to escape. And, like, my pants get stuck. Like, I don't know why. But I thought that was so funny. And then, like, he comes, like, I'm, like, why are you so insistent on getting through this door? And then he sees her. And it's, like, oh, that's why you were hiding from me. It was, you're not the mom. And so it was just a really funny scene. But then he turns around and protects her. Because all the other friends are showing up and she doesn't want to see them. Because I think, it was just a whole thing, but it was so funny. But yes, I did have I laughed a lot at that scene.
That was a really good scene. I really enjoyed that scene too. And it was very relatable because you could feel her stress. And like, I've been caught. Like, because she can't open the door quickly and get her string out. So she's just stuck like that. She's like, well, now he's definitely going to see me. And I just like felt like, all 8 years,
like ex-boyfriend from 8 years ago, who you still love, and he still loves you. You don't want to see him in your sweatpants with a hangover.
Exactly.
And but still, I was just like, gosh, like I can't imagine being in that situation. But then also, and I noticed it because I was kind of rewatching the show a little bit to prepare for this. But the thing that he like throws over, he throws this like blanket scarf thing over her to hide her from the friends. And was it like the moth, like this becomes a thing later on, but like, was it the same flower pattern of the buoy that he makes later on?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that in the first one. I was like, oh, look at him protecting everybody. He's so just, sweet. He's but also best. Like, if he's the door is closed in someone else's house, don't open it.
Exactly, but he was just like, no, there's a burglar in here. Like,
I forgot about the he thought it was a burglar.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, the burglar's pants. Like, and he really thought that he caught, like, the burglar.
He thought she was a burglar. I completely forgot about that. Oh, because the house a mess because the sisters have been drinking the night before.
Exactly. And she's been looking for something. Like,
And so,
exactly. So, like, the whole house was turned over and he was like, something happened. Someone broke in.
I'm going to catch the burglar and it's my ex-girlfriend who's trying to hide from me.
Exactly. So it was so funny. And then, like, he did, like, the finger guns.
Oh, I forgot the finger guns. That's also so relatable. He's like, see you later. Pew, pew. You're like a 40-year-old man.
I know. It was embarrassing. I was like, ah.
She goes back and does it back to him, too. So it's just, like, a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. But I mean, honestly, very relatable if you hadn't seen your ex-boyfriend who you're still in love with after 8 years.
Yeah.
Your whole career, like, shot. I mean,
things. Yep.
So true.
Do we need to talk about how her career got, like, derailed? Was that in episode one? Did they show all of that in episode one?
I believe so. Oh, yeah, I think so. Between one and two. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, let's talk about it. So, you know, Samdal's in Seoul living her best life and she has this jealous assistant, and her assistant basically is, like, she wants to be, you know, she wants to be the principal photographer. So she's, like, dressing the models, and she keeps adding, like, this scarf that, you know, Samdal clearly said she didn't want in the shot. And the girl, and she basically yells at the girl, and the girl gets upset, and she's just, like, you know, like, steaming, and, like, she's, like, really, really mad. So, basically, that girl is the person that her boyfriend was cheating with. And so, it was just, like, a whole messy situation. And Samdal didn't have the reaction that the girl was expecting. Like, she was expecting Samdal to, like, be a puddle on the floor and be, like, like, being really, really mad. And, you know, Samdal was basically, like, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction. Like, you know, I really don't care about him. So you can do whatever you want. Like, you're not going to get that reaction out of me. So basically the girl pretends to, like, you know, try to attempt suicide. And she's in the hospital. And she tells the press that she was driven to try to commit suicide because Samdal was such a horrible boss and was abusive and all this stuff. And that's what ruined her career. She instantly mm-hmm. gets canceled. They're like, yeah, like, we haven't been able to prove these statements, but, you know, people are just not going to work with you just to be safe. So basically she's been, like, blacklisted from the industry. And that's why she had to go back to Samdal Rhee, which is really unfortunate. It kind of shows you, like, the horrors of, like, cancel culture and, like, all those things. Because, like, nobody, like, tried to verify if this was true or not. They're like, oh, well, like, it is what it is. And, like, her entire career, everything she worked for was destroyed. And, in fact, impacted her sisters as well because her sister, I think her oldest sister, Jindal, was a divorcee. And so that became a whole thing. And, like, oh, my gosh, God forbid, like, you got divorced. And then her youngest sister, who's actually a widow, they spread rumors that she was, like, you know, a single mom or whatever. So all their lives ended up getting, like, turned over on their heads and they all had to go back home. So, but it was just such a, I was so mad. That assistant girl drove me mad. Like, I was like, she is so evil. And then she just, like, kept, like, unraveling more and more as the show progressed. Mm-hmm. And I almost don't even feel like she really got, like, what she deserved, like, at the end. I don't know. What do you guys think? I don't know. I was just like, what? I don't know. She was terrible. She was very unhinged.
Yeah, her and the ex-boyfriend got on my nerves. Oh my gosh. And as I don't know if you mentioned this, but they were together too. She cheated on, well, the boyfriend, Chungi, I think was his name, cheated mm-hmm. on Samdal with Eunju. But yeah, they just got on my nerves. And I think the ex-boyfriend got on my nerves more than Eunju at the end of the day, because he somehow had an epiphany at the end that the girl was lying. And I was just like, sir, how did you not figure that out? But yeah, I don't know if I have so much issues with the character, but I'll get into this later. But I had more issues with her, the writing of when she was in and out of the story. But yeah, she was evil. The girl was evil and jealous. That's all.
Yeah, I agree. And I agree with you too, Oriel, on all of it. Because I would forget that she existed. And then she'd be back again. And you're like, where is she coming from? And I think a lot, and again, we can get to this when we talk about hot takes, but a lot of, I think, for this show for me was like, why can't we just let this go? Like, there's just several characters, like, you just need to let it go. And, you know, and they don't. And you're just like, oh my gosh. So, yeah, she was horrible, obnoxious. And it was, like, just vindictive for no reason. Like, just the jealousy and her not being as talented as Samdal. Just, I was like, girl, like, get over it. It's time. You're a full grown woman. Like,
yeah. So.
And the boyfriend was just trash.
yeah and I don't know, it just felt like, so basically we find out at the end of the show that, like, she basically, like, she was trying to do, like, sponsored ads via, like, photography, like, fashion photography. So she would, like, you know, get reached out to buy these companies would reach out and be like, oh, if you use our products, we'll like pay you or whatever. So she would try to incorporate these products into these fashion shoots. And, you know, that's why she was so pressed to, like, put this scarf into the shoot. But, like, they're like, no. So basically, like, she owed these companies, like, money because she was supposed to be promoting their products. And that's why she, like, was, like, you know, doing things by any means necessary. But it was just, like, all this for some sponsored ads. Like, all of this, like, it just, like, honestly, just, like, for her, like, sole purpose to, like, all her actions just to be jealousy and her just wanting her ads to be pushed. It was just all just, I felt like it was too much. It was just too much. Mm-hmm. And like y'all said, it's just kind of like, she would just come in and out of the story. And like, cause I would almost forget that she was even a factor. And then she would just like reappear again. Like there was no reason for her to like appear in Samdal Rhee. Like, I don't know why she was even there. Like, I was like, why are you even, so I'm like, this girl needs to go away. But yeah, totally agree.
Yes, she did. But I don't want to switch gears, but I think we need to talk about this. And I have a whole, like, story on it, okay? So, we have our chat, like Naz was mentioning earlier, and we all kind of decided that we were going to watch this show. And I think we were getting, like, everybody's opinions on things. And Naz was like, oh my gosh, it's okay. Like, I really like this guy, Sungdo, and what do y'all think about him? And I was like, I guess he's okay. Like, I feel like they built him up a little weird in the show. Like, no offense to the actor. Like, I don't want this to come across disrespectful because I really think he's a very attractive guy. But the hiding in the beginning, like, not really showing his lips, not really showing his whole face, and then him appearing in the linen with the clothes hanging up. I was just like, this is a lot for a secondary male lead. But Naz didn't feel the same way. Her life was immediately changed when she saw this man. You would think that the show was called Songdori, not Songdori. And yeah, me and Hill was just like, oh, I mean, Songdo was okay, but you know, we had other things that we liked about the show. And she's like, oh, okay. So yeah, it was a moment in our friendship.
Because I think she said something to the effect of, I'm staying in this show for Songdo or something like that. Yeah. I could be wrong. And I was like, yeah, who's that one again? Like, I don't remember which friend.
Because me, Hill and I was just like, oh, okay. And she's just like, oh, well, maybe not. I don't know.
But I was like, want to be supportive, Naz. Like, absolutely. If you feel some type of way about this character, you are fully allowed to. But I'm like, never mind me. Why? It was so funny. I was like, Yongpil, Songdo. It was very different. Songdo did grow on me, I will say that.
Yeah. But because of Naz, for me, Naz and Hill, your mom, I would never have paid attention.
Oh my gosh, my mom loved Songdo too. And I was like, what is it with this dude? It was so funny. She wanted Songdol and Songdo to end up together. And I was like, in what world do you think that's an option? Yeah, I was like, no, they were like at birth, literally at birth, they were meant for each other. Yeah. You can't. Songdo needs to realize this, but Naz, say what you need to say.
He said, "In what world would that be an option?"
Take the world down your mental journey, Songdo.
Okay, this is what happened. So they kept showing these like mysterious half face, like, you know, throughout the first 2-3 episodes. And honestly, you guys, I don't know if it's because I wasn't really paying attention. I didn't even realize that, like, they were trying to reveal Songdo this whole time. So I was like, I didn't realize till, like, you know, a little bit later, like, oh, that's who they were, like, teasing. And I was like, that's kind of, like, a weird way to introduce a second male lead. But, like, whatever. But I really liked him. I don't know. I just thought that he was very refreshing. I thought he was a very nice man. He had a really nice car. He was hardworking. Like, he had a lot of money. He was doing very well for himself, but he still worked at the family restaurant, you know, putting in that work, putting in that time. You know, he didn't come from a lot, but he worked his way up. And I really respected that about him. And I loved how he was just like, I don't know, like the way he would look at Songdol was just like, wow, he literally has like hearts in his eyes. It's just like, this poor guy doesn't have a chance. And like, those are like the second male leads that I like feel the most for, because I'm like, dang, like you really don't have a chance. And this is so painful. But I just really liked him. He was always well-dressed. He was really tall. And yeah, I really liked him a lot. Like, and like at a certain point I was like, I'm here for Songdo, but then like once I fell in love with him, he was like in the show less and less.
Oh, I know, that was hilarious to me. There was that one scene where they had the fight and he disappeared. We're like, wait, he was in the scene and then he's not. They panned the camera back to where he was standing and he was gone. I was like, what happened to Songdo? Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah. You're so right, Naz. Oh, he disappeared.
But I really liked him. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, the writers just did not do that character justice. Another hot take that we can talk about later.
They didn't.
Justice for Songdo. Yeah.
This poor man.
Oh, Songdo. Okay. I think another scene that really touched my heart was when it was an epilogue early on. It was probably like 3 or 4. And so you went in, well, when I was going to say Eunhae, that's her name in Seoul. Songdol, you know, she was in Seoul. She had this like really big art showcase, like photography showcase. And she didn't know, but Yongpil came all the way from Songdol-ri to Seoul to come see her showcase. And he like signed the book and everything. And I was like, oh my gosh, like even when they weren't together and they haven't seen each other in forever, he was still like always supporting her. And I just thought that was so beautiful. Like, my heart was so touched. And, like, I was like, oh, she doesn't deserve this man. Like, I was like, no, I just.
Was this the point in the show when you were telling us? I think I remember getting a voice memo from you where you basically said, what is it with her? She's basically an alcoholic. Because, I mean, for the first whole 3 or 4 episodes, all the sisters did was drink yeah. themselves into oblivion for the first yeah. at least 4 episodes, where it was kind of like, okay, like, maybe we have a problem here, you know, where it was yeah. just like, it was all just drinking so, so much.
No, it's so true, though, because, you know, of course, there's always like, you're always going to get at least one drunken scene in a K-drama.
Sure.
But like, for the first half of the show, like her and her sisters, especially Samdal, she was like plastered like a lot of the time. And she'd just be a lot of like the first half of the show was her just like being drunk and like the guys like helping her, like
yeah.
getting her back home or like talking her off the ledge. Like that's like the first half of the show. She was just drunk the entire time. And I was just like, is she okay? Like, what's going on? So mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh. Yeah, I don't know. I did like the sisters though. I wanted to talk about them a little bit too. Specifically, I like Jindal and the ex-husband guy from mm-hmm. Crash Landing on You. I just really liked all their scenes. It was very endearing. He was so funny. Even their yes. first like seeing each other for the first time, and she was like doing the, what do you call that, street thing.
Wasn't she running? I loved that scene. She was like the crossing guard, like some kind of construction,
yes.
and she was helping out her mom and took her job for the day, like basically a crossing guard. I don't know how else to explain it. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. I love that scene, and just like seeing their history and all the stuff that he did, and how he still loved her, and she still loved him too. But they were like comedic relief. And I was telling Nez, like, early on in the show, I really felt like they did the sisters' storylines really well. Mm-hmm. It kind of made me want to go back to 39 and, like, tell them, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was in the beginning of the show. But, yeah, I really like the sisters. I like them.
Yeah. I love the sisters, too. They were so good. Well, I'll talk about that later. We'll talk about it later. Okay. Hill, you go.
About the sisters? Or what do we? Yeah, the I sisters. Loved the oldest sister. Is her name Jindal? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
She was super relatable. I thought she was hilarious, and I loved her and the ex-husband. So the ex-husband, that he's in Crash Landing, and he's also in Captivating the King, and I've never seen him in a historical before, and he's like the worst. And so it's just so funny because, again, there's another scene we can talk about later with the two of them in Samdalri where it's like so funny. And so when I'm like hating his character in Captivating the King, I keep going back to that episode in my head where I'm like, you have seen this actor. And it's just like so funny. So I think he's a really good actor, and I just really enjoyed their story arc and how like they worked through all their things. And then the younger sister with the daughter, her relationship with her daughter, like I think I cried. Like I legitimately think the mom and daughter dynamic with the grandma, like all of them, their dynamic in a couple mm-hmm. different episodes. Like, I think I teared up a little bit because it was just done so well. Because like the mom, when she cried, I was like, I am undone. So it was just a good, I loved the sisters. I thought they were fun. The three of them together were hilarious to me.
Yes, 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 yes. I loved the sisters too. I was hoping that we would get more mm-hmm. from them, like throughout the whole show. But I really, really love their relationship with each other and how they like always had each other's back. Love Jindal and the ex-husband, like you guys said. I loved Haydal and her daughter. They had the cutest relationship. And the actress that played her daughter was so good. Like, so adorable. And I just loved how honest they were with each other. I just love when shows have this, like, like someone will have the spunky child with like a lot of personality and like no filter, and like I just loved that she like it was like she was like the her aunts were like her friends, and she would just tell them like it is, and it was just like really cute. Mm-hmm, and I loved Haydal's relationship with the dolphin guy. I wanted more. Like I needed more of that.
Mm-hmm.
They were so cute. They were so cute. They're so cute. And I think something that like stuck out to me with like especially with Haydal and her daughter was that I think Haydal's daughter was like, oh, like I want to like be a swimmer, and then she's like, oh, but you're like scared of water, like how can you like become a swimmer? And she's just like, well, like I feel like I took away your dream because like you had mm-hmm. me, so you can't like be like a swimmer anymore. And I was just like, what? Like it was just oh my gosh, so so sweet. But yeah, it was such, yeah, they were I loved them. I wish we had more of like the sisters and like that dynamic in the show, but yeah, so good.
Same. I guess another notable scene for me is I did like how they did the breakups. For a long time, like, they would show Samdol breaking up with Youngpil, and then Youngpil breaking up with Samdol. You didn't know the timeline of who broke up with who, and that was kind of the talk around town. Some people thought that Samdol broke up with Youngpil. Some people thought that Youngpil broke up with Samdol. Come to find out, it kind of happened, like, within the same 24-hour period. But, yeah, I was just like, wow. I mean, I'm not going to say I liked it, but I was just like, I've never seen a K-drama that had the leads break up with each other simultaneously. And then, like, even that leading up to the seaweed scene, which is, like, the title card picture of them fighting over the fact that Samdol is mad that the town thinks that she broke up with him when really she did, but she thinks that Youngpil broke up with her. Anyway, but yeah, those were just iconic scenes for me, the whole breakup situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you guys feel about, like, when you found out about, like, the reason why they broke up?
I thought Youngpil knew it was his dad. I was so confused at the I don't know. I thought he knew.
Yeah, I was sad. I was like, no. Because you could see her, like, on her knees begging him, begging the dad.
Yeah.
To, like, be okay with their relationship. And you could, I understood why, like, she broke up with him, you know. Because basically what happened, do you want me to say why? It's now a good time? Okay. So basically the two moms, so Youngpil's mom and Samdol's mom were both Hanyo's. And then Samdol's mom was feeling pressure from her mother-in-law to like bring in more money. And so she decided to go back into the water when it wasn't safe. And they had been told not to, but she went back in. And so then Youngpil's mom went back with her and then ended up drowning in this, like the storm with the rain or whatever. And they showed that scene so many times. Like they showed the mom's death scene. I was like, do we have to watch this again? Like, cause it was really, really well done. And like the funeral for the mom. So basically like Youngpil's dad blames Samdol's mom for his wife's death for like 20 years. And when they start dating, I guess are serious, the dad's like, you need to break up with my son because I can't stand to look at you or like be in your family, like more or less, because you basically killed my wife. And so, and it's like in his grief, he's blaming her mom and didn't talk to her for the 20 years, would like throw her food away that she made him, just was really, again, under the category of you need to let it go, just like really hateful. And so, but yeah, I was with you, Oriel. Like, I was like, how does he not know that the dad said this? Like, how does he not know? And so it was really sad, but also kind of understandable because it's like there's just a lot of emotional trauma around her death because they all kind of like saw it, you know, and it's just really sad.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. It was very sad, especially when you see like, you know, what actually happened and like the immediate aftermath of them not being able to find the mom in the water. And then like Youngpil's immediate reaction and the dad's, the acting in those scenes was just like impeccable. Like from like, you know, Samdol's mom, Youngpil, his dad. So I think like you said, like they did it so well. But oh man, it's hard because like you understand, and like when you're that angry and you're that hurt, you try to find someone to blame. And, you know, somehow you think that, you know, that can make you feel better. Like, at least there's someone I can blame and, like, put all my anger towards and my frustration and my grief and everything. But, like, man, I just was like, you know, these are 38-year-old adults. Like, they are almost 40 years old. It's like, you cannot tell them that they can't be together. Like, that is ridiculous. And so, like, I empathize with the dad because obviously he's hurt and he hasn't processed his grief, like, at all in, you know, the past, you know, 10, 20 years. But I also was just like, you know, you can't control who your son loves. And it's not fair for you to treat your wife's, you know, best friend like this and her child. Because, like, you know, allowing it to trickle down to Samdol is just like, okay, like, if you were mad, if he was just mad at the mom, which, again, I think would be, like, a bit much, too. It would be like, okay, like, I get it. But for him to, like, make it even go down further to, like, Samdol, I was just like, oh, my gosh. Like, it's too much. But it was really sad because you can understand the pain and the reason why, but it was still just like, you know, we have to really try to work through this. We have to start working through this. But yeah, it was definitely very tough situation. And then, like, of course, like, Samdal's mom has, like, it was obviously overcome with guilt as well. So there's so many layers to the issue, and it's just like really tragic.
Even him, like, yelling at her that one night. I think I don't know what she was bringing to the house, and that kind of like was the catalyst. I'm not gonna say he caused her to have like the heart condition, but like that was one of the first signs that she had like a, I guess, a heart attack on the sense. And Young Pil saw her, so that was really sad. I'm like, wow, he's really yelling at her, and this causing her to like even have spike up the heart condition that she had back in the day, which led to Young Pil breaking up with her when Samdal came back. But yeah, it's just sad. Unforgiveness, man.
Yeah.
Unforgiveness.
Really devastating. But it like reminds me of like the scene when I think Samdal's mom was bringing, like, I think it was time for like her memorial, you know, Young Pil's mom's memorial, and she was like bringing food over. And she like dropped it off. I hope I'm not thinking about the wrong scene, because there's a lot of scenes like that. So hopefully I'm mixing something up. But she comes to the house and he's just like, I don't want it, meh. And like, you know, they're like arguing, and she usually like kind of just lets him do whatever he wants to do. But she actually like kind of got in his face that time, and she was like crying. And this scene like still sticks with me, but she was just crying and saying like, you're not the only one that misses her. Like, she was my best friend. Like, I miss her too. Like, I miss her so much too. And like, she had like so much pain in her heart when she, you know, was she saying that. And you can see like the grief on her end, because at that point, I think that's the first time we see Samdal's mom like really exhibit like true emotion, really. So that scene was really, really intense and it was so painful to watch. But it was just like these two people have been hurting for so long, you know? And it manifested itself in different ways in both of them. So, yeah.
Because that scene was, I think, where Samdal and Young Pil have gotten back together, and the mom knew, and she was like, you need to be together. Forget your parents' feud. You need to be together. And then she was like, I'm going to not make him forgive me, but I'm going to like make him come around, basically. And then she goes and tells him she misses her too. So that was a good scene. So I think that finally kind of like cracked his facade a little bit. Like, he was still angry. But then, like, and there was another scene that kind of reminded me of that too, where Young Pil is like yelling at his dad, and it's just like, I think I don't hurt about this, but also like, it was mom's choice to get back in the water. Like, that was her choice. And it wasn't like she did it on purpose. Like, you know, like, they knew the risks and they still took them because they loved each other. And so it was just like a sad, the whole thing was just really sad.
It was. It really was.
That's so sad.
Oriel, do you have anything else?
I guess the only the only last thing I had was, this is really all the way towards the end, but Samdal and Young Pil were having a conversation, and Samdal saved like Young Pil's acceptance letter into like that National Weather Service job thing. And she was like, I know you want to go. I know you've always wanted to go, but stayed in Jeju because of my mom. And now I'm the reason why you don't want to go. And she was like, just like how you supported my dream, can I do the same for you? Like, because he really was trying not to go. And that's something he's always wanted to do. But he's either stayed, like she said, for her mom, or went to Seoul for Samdal. And she's like, I'm finally supporting you for your dream. Even though I was a little sad that they were separated when they just got back together the years.
No.
That's something we could talk about later. But still, I was like, oh, good for you. To show her character growth, that she was self-sacrificial in that sense. But I was like, girl, y'all just got back together. Y'all need to get married.
I know.
Anyway. Yeah, that's the last thing.
I had, the whole thing with Songdo and him like confessing or not confessing, those were just sad scenes, but also good, where like he finally, because there was a couple of episodes, or at least one episode, where I felt like he was just following her around, not saying anything. And I was like, dude, like you're doing this to yourself. You need to say something. And then after that episode, he was like, basically, I'm not going to say anything because it would be selfish to like hurt her, because she doesn't love me. So it'd be selfish to tell her how I feel and like mess up our friendship. Like, yes, Songdo, good job, bro. And then I loved when they, I like one of my favorite scenes, I think, in the show was when they got back together and then he ended up like sleeping in her bed and the parents caught them. That was hysterical. Oh my gosh, yeah. The dad like beating him with a feather duster and they didn't even do anything. They were just like in her tiny bed, but it was just so funny. It was just like,
he was like, Youngko was like, we didn't do anything. We just slept together. And the father's like, y'all slept together?
Yeah. Like, no. And then I think it happened again later when he was staying at like the convenience store and she, I think she was drunk and then slept there too. And the mom walked in again and they were just like sleeping next to each other. And so it was just funny when that would happen. And then I'm trying to think, oh, I did love it when, I mean, I didn't understand why this happened, but when the ex-boyfriend and the girl, like the assistant girl showed up and like the mom just like dumps the vinegar on him, just goes after them. I loved every time the mom was like defending someone. I loved it. Like it was just great.
Yes. So good. I loved that scene too. Because I remember when the girl, Eunju came and like the mom like threw vinegar on her and she was just like, you know, Samdal, like she may fall down, but she's always going to get back up. Like you're never going to be able to take her down. And I loved that. Cause again, like the mom, like it took a while for us to really see, like for her to actually outwardly show her love towards like Samdal. Cause again, she was like very like kind of like stern and like kind of like, you know, it seemed like she kind of kept her at arm's length and like she was like, oh no, like you're not gonna mess with my child. So I just I loved that so much. This is like kind of silly, but something that like bothered me throughout the show was like how like Young Pil's dad would be like really mean to Samdal's mom and like he'd be like yelling in her face, like really like up in her face, like and the dad would like Samdal's dad would just like stand there, right? So I'm just like, why isn't he doing anything? And like and so then one time he finally like I think he finally punched Youngko's dad or shoved him or something like that. And I was like, yes, like go Samdal's dad. And of course like Youngko's dad came back and like shoved him harder. I was like, he's not gonna win the fight. Like Young Phil's dad clearly has like a foot over Samdal's dad. But I was just glad that he tried because I was just like, are you gonna defend your wife? What are you doing? But I was just glad that he like actually did something and like he just gained some like, you know, confidence like towards the end, like you're not gonna talk to my wife like that. So I was proud of him in that moment.
I was scared in that moment that Young Phil's dad was going to kill him. I was like, no, he's not going to die. I was going to hit his head. He's going to die. Because they were both, I think they were both drunk. And I was like, no, this is not how this needs to go. But I think that was that. I think that was the point. I'm not even making this up. I think that was the part when we were in Journey to Love and like it just felt like everyone was dropping like flies. I was like, not in Samdal Ri too. And there was a time when I was really scared the mom was gonna die. So I was glad that everyone lived. But
yeah, me too. We didn't need any more tragedy. We did not need it.
Can we talk about Samdal's like her dad is actually a very attractive salt and pepper older man. So, I just thought that should be said. And even like Young Pil's dad, like I mean his the personality, but I just felt like Samdal's dad was like the salt and pepper was doing
something for him. Oh my gosh.
I thought he was a cute older man.
Okay.
These are not thoughts that I had, but okay.
Right.
We support you, Ariel.
Yeah.
I did. I don't know.
So funny. Salt and pepper.
I was like, does he have salt? I don't even remember their hair. Oh, I just remember the dad's grumpy face because he was so angry for so much of the show.
Yeah, he was so grumpy. Oriel, you're funny.
I want to look him up now. I'm like, I need to remember this.
All right.
I could be alone.
I love it.
I also really loved the scene when they showed us how Samdal's mom and Youngpil's mom became friends. Like, you know, like Samdal's mom was like the new girl in the Haenyeo group. And like Youngpil's mom was like, who's this girl? Like, da da da. When they found out that they liked the same singer and they literally became like the best of friends, were like pregnant together. They did everything together. They're like, our children are going to be like best friends. Like they like were like mothers to each other's children. Like it was just like so beautiful, like their bond and their sisterhood.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
That they showed when Young Pil's dad got together with his mom. That was also adorable. And so she's basically like, I love you no matter what. And she's like, I'm going to live my life. I'm going to do my thing. And he was just like, I really like you and I will love you forever. Here's some flowers. Like, it was just adorable.
So sweet.
And I think that helped it. So I think that scene, and I wish they had done that earlier in the show, because I think that scene was more toward the end. And I think that would have helped me feel more sympathy for him. I mean, I felt sympathy for him because it's like a sad thing when, you know, a spouse passes away, like not diminishing that at all. But like, we hadn't really seen any parts of their relationship where it was just like, it's been 20 years and you have like zero forgiveness. Like, you are living a sad life because you're not like even trying to like enjoy the life you have. And so I wish they had shown us that earlier where it was like, okay, like, I don't know, he really misses her and why.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. We definitely needed that context for sure. That was really sweet. Oh, we have to talk about the cockroach scene. I was cracking up.
That was the best scene.
I agree. Like, I was actually crying laughing. Like, and I like literally busted out laughing during that scene. Like, it was so funny. Hill, you explain it.
Oh gosh. Okay. So our two favorite ex married people, divorced people. I don't remember how they ended up in the hotel. Were they drunk again? I feel like everyone in the show was drunk all the time.
Yes. I think they were at like a bar and they had been drinking together. And like, he was staying at like a motel. And he was scared to go inside because there was a cockroach. And he kept telling his assistant, like, I don't want to go in the motel. There's a cockroach in there. It's so big. But yeah.
Okay. So they end up both intoxicated because I think that's how they were coping with their feelings for each other. They still knew that they loved each other. But he's like this like Chabel type situation where he's really wealthy. And like she basically took down her in-law's business because they were abusing staff and whatever. And so like he hasn't stood up to the father yet and be like, I still love my wife, whatever. So I think he confessed his love for her at some point in the drunk conversation. I don't remember, but they both are just completely drunk. He's staying at a motel because his father has cut off his credit card. And they go upstairs. They go upstairs and there's the cockroach and he like loses it and they fall on top of each other. And then there's this moment where they're like, oh, and they start kissing, things progress. And my favorite part of that whole scene was like, they're kissing each other and she sees out the corner of her eye, the cockroach like walk by and just like puts a cup over it as they're like, basically kissing. And so then you fast forward, they wake up in bed together the next day. They have slept together and she's completely like, she loses her cool, is like screaming at him. Well, he hops out of the bed like naked, but you can see his little, you can see his underwear. So it was just so funny because this actor, like, I'm not kidding, like in Captivating the King, he's so evil. And my mom and I were watching it the other night and I was like, we have seen this man in his underwear. Like, we have literally seen him run around the hotel room, like in his underwear. And at one point he tries to like cover himself with a pillow because she's like, why, like, put on your clothes. And he's like, I'm afraid of the cockroach still. Like, it was just so funny. And then they basically just like end up, they put their clothes back on. They end up sitting on the edge of the bed together. And they're just like, what do we do? And she's like, I can't talk to you about this right now. And she leaves. And he's just like, yay, you know, and it was just a really funny scene. Just did not expect it. It was hilarious.
Not at all. And he was definitely kind of like the lovesick puppy in the relationship. So he was just like happy to just like be in her presence. So it was just really funny. So funny. The last thing that I had was just kind of like the final scene of like the whole friend group in Seoul. And like everyone has achieved their dreams. And it's really cute. Like the one friend that I don't remember where he worked. He was the one with the glasses, but he goes to Seoul and he finally gets to become an artist, which I didn't know that's what his dream was. And so he does that. Gyeongtae, I think, opened a restaurant, I think. Who else? And then, and then Youngpil is like in Switzerland doing his thing.
Sando opened a restaurant in Seoul too, I think.
Yes. Oh, yes. He did as well. So like everyone's like achieving their dreams and it was like really sweet. You know, like Haedal's like a Haenyeo now. Which was really sweet. And what was Jindal and ex-husband are back together, which was really cute. And like, it was a really nice, like, last episode. Like, it gave me like a lot of warm, like, fuzzy feelings. And I was just like, oh, that was really sweet. Like, because even, yeah, I was like, oh, like, I was kind of like tearing up throughout the episode because I was like, everyone had such like a nice, like, happy ending. And it was just like really, really cute. So, and then like the Samda's mom and Yongpo's dad are getting along. It was just really one of those, like, you know, really ideal, really, really fluffy, cute endings. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Did you guys have anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. Let's go on to Fashion Police. This is your time to talk about Yongpil's clothes.
I was going to say, this is y'all time, because even when I was looking back, I'm like, I don't really have too much problem with Yongpil's clothes. And I was even telling the ladies, like, he dresses appropriate depending on the weather. In the wintertime, that man can throw down the outfit. He looked like he on like a runway with the coats and stuff. But even in his regular clothes, when I was looking back, it's a little plain, but I thought he looked okay. I don't know. It wasn't until these ladies said stuff that I was like, well, I don't know. Maybe so. I don't know.
I think there was just one outfit that I was like, this is a crime. And also, this isn't going to be like a regular segment, y'all. This is just for this show, because like Hill would talk about Yongpil's pants like every week. But I think there's one outfit that I was just like, what is he wearing? Was he had like the pullover sweater with like the V and these like weirdly baggy pants that were like baggy, like kind of like at the crotch, that didn't look like they fit him at all. And I'm just like, Ji Chang-wook is such an attractive man. Like, why are they dressing him like a man twice his age? Like, I just didn't understand. And Sang-do dressed great. Like, he had great fashion sense. I'm like, the location isn't the excuse. So, like, what is the problem?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But Hill, you take the floor.
I think, I'm trying to read my notes on this. I think I literally wrote, yeah, Yongpil's pants were a disgrace. I think that was just like... I never feel really strongly about like the fits in K-dramas. Like, I don't really care. But for some reason, his pants just made me irrationally angry. Because I think maybe, and again, we'll probably talk about this in a little bit, like when we talk about the pacing of the show. But there was a while where it felt like all that he did was just chase Samdal over all over the island. Like, he was just constantly running after her. And I was like, his pants are going to fall off. Like, they don't fit. And they're all like these baggy jeans, and his shoes were fine. They're like, you know, Vans or whatever, or Converse. Like, this is fine, but you're just like chasing her all over this village in your cargo pants. And I think it would not have really even fazed me if Sang-do was not so well dressed all the time. Like, he's at the fish restaurant in his little like apron, and he takes off his apron. I'm like, that is, you have on tailored pants. Like, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, but Yongpil is just running around in the cargo pants all the time. I don't understand. And maybe they're back in fashion now. I don't know. But it just really bugged me when I was like, Sang-do's sweaters. They just, all of his outfits are just so much better than Yongpil's. Like, even when they went to Seoul to confront the ex-boyfriend and the girl, like, Sang-do looks like he belongs in Seoul, and Yongpil looks like he's in college. And you're just like, why are you doing this to this man? I don't understand. I did laugh at the end, because y'all told me, y'all watched the finale before me, and y'all were like, Hill, you're gonna love Yongpil's outfit. And at the end, by the end of the show, I was like, I haven't seen it yet. But then he comes back in the pea coat. I was like, yes, okay, we're fine. He now dresses like an adult. We are fine. Pea coat moment was what we needed to, like, you know, I don't know. I just was like, they were dressing Sang-do like the main lead needed to be dressed. And I needed justice for Sang-do and his life in general, but his outfits were better and his sweaters were better. Except for the camping scene. Okay, this is the last thing I'll say. The camping scene, Yongpil's outfit in the camping scene was hilarious. It was great. They did go with that one, his little jacket in the tent all by himself. But all the other pants, I was like, what have they done?
What have they done?
Oh my gosh. You think maybe they had like another actor lined up to do the show, and then they pulled out last minute, so they had all the clothes fitted for that actor, and then Ji Chang-wook slid in, so they didn't change the clothes.
I don't know.
That's why it was extra big.
Because I think one of y'all said he was giving like, what is the guy from Hometown Cha Cha Cha?
What is it? Captain Hong?
Kim Sun-ho? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were giving, like, he was wearing, like, his outfits, basically. But I was like, you're a weather forecaster. Like, you have a job that requires you to, like, wear your tailored pants.
But no. He was just like a fisherman. Like, yeah. He just gave me fisherman, like, the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, why are you dressed like that?
But other than that, yeah, I've never had that strong of a reaction about K-drama outfits before. So this was a new experience for me. And I really think it was because it was in contrast to Songdo's, like, perfect outfits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just, like, simple, like, well-fitting outfits. It doesn't need to be flashy, but just, like, let it fit. And just, like, let it, like, look nice. Like, yeah. Right. Yeah. They did him dirty with the wardrobe.
They did. Because do y'all remember in Crash Course in Romance, the main guy, his outfits were, like, over the top. Where you were just, like, he was like, almost too fashion forward. Where you're, like, bro, like, you need to like, reel it back a little bit. But I was, like, Songdo was just, like, perfection. Perfection. Yes. His outfits.
He was too fashion forward.
He was. His coats were too much. And maybe I have more opinions on the men's fashion in K-dramas and I'm just not realizing it. I don't know.
You pay attention more.
Maybe I watch too many historicals where they wear the same, like, three outfits the whole time in different colors.
Right. Oh my gosh. All right. Let's get into hot takes. Royale, you go first.
I feel like we're all probably going to talk about the writing issues. Mm-hmm. And Hill was mentioning this earlier, Yunez as well, like, the dad stuff was stretched too long, and then it was inconsistent in the way it was stretched. Like, he would be unforgiving, and then he would forgive Hef. Like, he would forgive Samdal, but then he wouldn't forgive her mom. And then he would forgive her mom a little bit, but then he wouldn't forgive her mom. It was real weird, the writing for him, and even also with the assistant, too. She just was in there too long. It's like they needed time and space to be filled. So I don't know. I just wish they would spend more time fleshing out the sisters, fleshing out the Power Rangers, fleshing out, I don't even know, the Hanyo's people. Maybe they should have changed it to a slice of life drama. I don't know. But yeah, the villains, I'm going to call them the dad and the assistant. Yeah, it's just too much. It reminded me of like a Marvel movie or something. Like, where they have the overarching villain and then, like, the villain in the middle. They were trying to do that in this show. And I was like, let's not do that. That's not what this show is. But anyway, that's it for me.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like the show kind of lost steam in the middle, where it was just a lot of us watching Yongpil chasing Samdal all over the island. And I wish that they had spent more time, like you said, Oriel, on the sister stories. Because there would be whole episodes where we would hardly see the sisters. And I really wanted to watch, like, the dolphin guy. Watch that more. Yeah. Watch more of the relationship with the older sister. I do feel like they gave us more with the older sister than they did the youngest one. Mm-hmm. And just, yeah, like, be consistent in, like, what they were fleshing out. Because then it felt like they would just, like, throw random stuff from, like, the first few episodes back in. And so, like, the middle just was weird to me, lost steam. I wasn't even that excited about the finale. So it was just like, okay, like, we know what's going to happen. And I feel like they could have, like, it could have been a shorter show, I think, because the content was good. Like, the writing was good, like, around, like, the mom and her best friend and all the different scenarios was really good. But it was just, like, I don't know, I feel like it lost steam for me. I'm like, I'm tired of watching them chase each other when we know they're going to get back together. Like, let's just deal with it and move on. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with everything y'all said. So I'll start off with a couple. I was not really invested in Samdal and Yongpil as a couple. And so it's hard to watch a show when, like, you don't really care about the main couple. And it wasn't to the point that I, like, hated it so much I didn't want to continue watching it. But I was trying to, I was asking myself earlier today, I was like, why did I finish it? I was like, I don't really know what, I think Songdo honestly kept me in. I think, yeah, Songdo and the mom probably is, like, what kept me going. Because I definitely wasn't really invested in Yongpil and Samdal as, you know, them as a couple. I just thought that Samdal was so selfish. Like, I just thought that, like, everyone bent over backwards for her. Like, even in a lot of the scenes, especially the flashback scenes, like Yongpil would literally be, like, waiting on her, like, hand and foot, like, bandaging her wounds, giving her a pep talk, you know, doing anything to make her happy. And I just did not see that reciprocated from her. Like, and I think, like, she finally showed some sort of reciprocation when she was like, Yongpil, you should do this program in Switzerland. Like, you've always been a cheerleader for me. Like, you need to do this. That was, like, the only time that she ever showed any sort of support to him back. So it was really hard for me to understand why Sangdo and Yongpil were like so in love with her. Cause I'm just like, what does she do other than like cry and drink? Like literally, like that's it. Like I was like, I don't get it. Like I was like, yeah. I don't understand. I think at the very least they should have been engaged at the end. There was like a whole time jump, like he went away, like, you know, so why when you come back your relationship is still at the same place where it was pre-time jump? Like I thought that was kind of like a missed opportunity. I was like, why has your relationship not progressed at all? So that was kind of weird to me. And then I have like a list of nitpicks. So there was the one friend with the glasses that became a cartoonist in Seoul that, so in the beginning we see like when the friends first left Seoul to go back to Samdal-ri, he had a pregnant wife. We never see this wife. We never see this child. We know that like they're in Samdal-ri with him because like Yang-tae would mention, oh yeah, you need to go back home to your wife or whatever. But like we never saw it. So it's just kind of like, why was it incorporated into the show then? It was kind of strange. I also feel like the show could have like invested more time in like the friend group because it was just, it just felt very incomplete. Just like you guys were saying with the sisters, which I agree as well. Like more time could have been invested into like building up those characters. I also was confused at the end about like, so we see like Hey Dal at the end, she's a Haenyeo now. And I was like, oh, this is so great. Then I like look to the side and mom's right, walking right next to her. And I think it would have like been a little bit more significant if like the mom kind of like passed the mantle on to Hey Dal and she can like be the Haenyeo, because like the mom's not supposed to be diving anymore. So I was like, what happened to that? So I was a little bit confused. And then also, like, yeah, like you guys said, like, Yongpil's dad, I think he was, like, mad for so long, and they didn't really show, like, adequate kind of, like, I guess, transition of his feelings and his anger. So when he finally did have his change of heart for Yongpil and Samdal to be back together, it just felt, like, very sudden. And, yes, it was, like, very sweet, and I loved the scene when he was like, oh, yeah, you guys can be together now. But it felt very sudden because he was still very much, like, just as angry as he was in the beginning of the show. Up until that point. So, yeah. And my last thing is that I wanted more of Hey Dal and the dolphin guy. And I wish we could have gotten, like, a full flashback of, like, her and, like, her husband, how they met, what happened to him. Because all we see is her being pregnant at his funeral. And, like, that's it. So,
yeah.
I wish we could have seen a little bit more about, like, her, her swimming career, all that stuff. So,
yeah.
But... sorry, I like ran on for way too long, but like, yeah, I just, there was so many, I don't know, there was just something missing with this show and I can't honestly put my finger on it. I don't know if it's like, they kind of like bit off more than like they could chew. I don't know, but like, maybe it should have, like you said, Oriel, should have just been like a slice of life show. I really don't know what could have fixed it because I feel like it had all the ingredients to be like a really good show. Mm-hmm. But I think like, I don't know. I don't really know what could have been done to fix it, but yeah, not bad, but. It, you know, yeah. But anyways, okay. So now on to ratings and rankings. What do you guys rate Welcome to Samdal-ri out of 5?
I'm ranking it a 3 out of 5. Yeah, the first half I really loved, and I think it's a lot to do with how the show was edited together. I loved the little mini clip in the beginning before the show started of like just a random scene that's going to happen in the show and then like the epilogues at the end. But somewhere like episode 8 and 9, it started losing me. And it was very repetitive on a lot of the things that we have already mentioned in the hot takes. And they weren't even doing like the whole setup of the episode anymore. Like they lost the whole structure of even the epilogues and stuff, which I feel like is a issue with K-dramas in general. But yeah, I was just like, But yeah, I enjoyed the first half more than second half. I also wonder if this came out at a different time in the year, if I would have enjoyed it more. But I don't know. 3 out of 5 for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. I think it was a fun watch. Was not my favorite. I thought it was cute and sweet and had moments that, like, kind of think you said, Naz, were, like, was, like, moved to tears just because the acting was so good. And, like, but it does, like, as a cohesive whole, I felt like it wasn't, it didn't hit for some reason. And so I think, yeah, 2.5 or 3 out of 5 for me.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Totally agree. I give it a 3 out of 5 as well. Again, it's like, is it the worst I've ever seen? No. Like, there's definitely highlights and really good acting performances and stuff like that, but definitely not my favorite. And I think that, like, I don't know. I think also, I was like really thinking like this is about to be one of my favorite shows, like when the show started, because I was like, this has all the things I love: second chance romance, small town, kind of giving slice of life. But it just, I don't know, it just didn't hit like I thought it would. So I was a little disappointed. But yeah, 3 out of 5. All right, lessons learned. What did you guys take away from Welcome to Samdari?
Yeah, I love the ending little like credit thing. It says having a place to return to is an incredible relief. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, that's pretty much sums up like the show. Like everybody had healing when they went back to Samdari, even if they left. So your hometown really can be where your heart is, I guess. And it really reset and rebirthed all of the characters in a sense. So yeah, I think that's kind of the thing I took away.
I had just like open communication is key, because I think they all did a good job. Like, I think after the seaweed scene, when they both have been throwing seaweed, like children at each other, and it was hilarious. But then like they actually go and talk about like, no, like I'm upset because you broke up with me. You know, I'm upset because you broke up with me. Like they actually like talk through it a lot of times, like at different points in the show, they did a really good job with that. And then even like with the moms and the daughters, or the mom and the daughters, just like how they talked through things. And I think the way they wrote those characters and like their relationships was really relatable. And so, yeah, I thought just like talk to your people and tell them how you feel, and then, trust each other. Cause I think that was part of it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. I think for me, I think something really big I took away was, not forgetting like your family and your loved ones, like as you pursue like your dreams and your goals. Cause I think that's something that came up a lot when, Samdahl was like, yeah, she hadn't been back home in like a really long time. And she only came home because she had like a crisis and she had to. And it's like, you know, it's like essentially she like neglected her family. And, it just kind of like reminded me, it's just like, you know, it's like really important to like keep your family and your loved ones like close, like even if you are like far away and stuff like that, like still like stay in contact, show your friends and your family that you love them, because like there were some points that like the parents were like, yeah, like you never came home, like, you know, stuff like that. So just like, you know, even as you aspire to like have your dreams and your goals, like don't forget like where you came from. So yeah, that's what I took away. Did you guys have anything else that you wanted to add?
No.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining me for this review. It's a lot of fun. And let me know what you all think about Welcome to Samdari. If you watched it, do you agree with our thoughts? Do you disagree? Let me know. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye.